Xoca Sound és el programa radiofònic que despertarà la consciència musical més adormida. La passió, la música, l'art i el bon gust comprimits en una hora setmanal a la teva freqüència modulada. A Ràdio 90, lliure, cultural, essencial i diferent. Patxoca Sound, el ritme histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Benvolguts, una setmana més al Patxoca Sound. Avui comença el Carol's Coffee Chat. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Alice.
How are you?
Fine, fine. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, this is going to be our last program of
the year.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk about Christmas. We've got a special guest today.
As always.
As
of
always.
Course.
Yeah. Mr. Bautista, Kevin.
And Kevin, right. And Dave.
And Dave as well is here with us today.
So let's say welcome to you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Well, here we are. Aquí estem.
Uh-huh. Here we are. I think I'd like us to just begin first by listening to one of Kevin's songs.
Molt bé.
No, Kevin is a singer-songwriter, which we'll hear more about that after we hear one of his songs.
Molt bé. Avui tenim en Kevin, que si sou seguidors del Patxoca Sound, també el podeu conèixer com a Mr. Bautista. I abans de fer-li una petita entrevista, posarem una de les seves cançons que s'anomena Keep On Pushing, de Mr. Bautista.
Too many dreams drive you to drink like too much.
el so histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Bueno, acabem d'escoltar una cançó d'en Kevin, en Mr. Batista, Keep on Pushing, and we are here talking in English with Carol's Coffee Chat, so we are going to start the interview.
Okay, Kevin, let's just begin with, how long have you been playing the guitar?
God. Since I was 13.
13.
13
okay.
years.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a very long time, so please don't ask me how many years it is.
No, that's why I asked. Yeah.
When I started, yeah, about 13.
Okay. And why did you begin playing the guitar?
To get girls, because I was no good at sport.
And it seemed like una mica això, perquè és molt divertit. La Carol li ha preguntat des de quan fa que toca la guitarra i no ha volgut respondre. Li ha dit que des dels 13. No dirà la seva edat. I per què va començar? Pues, per lligar. Per conèixer noies. Molt bé.
All right. And was it successful?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay, all right.
I got more than the football players.
All right. And when did you begin to write your own songs?
When I was 16.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Very young.
Yeah, but it was a case of necessity because I wasn't good enough as a guitar player to play versions of other people's songs. I couldn't learn them. So I figured the best way was to write my own, and then I could always play them right because nobody else knew them. It seemed like a really good plan to me. It was the easiest way around it.
En Kevin va començar a escriure cançons als 16 i un dels motius va ser perquè preferia tocar les seves pròpies cançons a no fer males versions de cançons ja conegudes.
So, Kevin, where did you take your material from when you were a kid to write songs?
From country and western and from Irish music and from English folk music and then obviously rock and roll. Because that was the other side, but it was easier to play folk music and traditional music than it was to play rock and roll because you didn't have to join a band, right? And it was always difficult. It's the same now. It's no different.
Traditional music?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Well, my mother's Irish.
Irish. Yeah. Okay. Ireland. Irlanda.
Yeah. But they love country and western, so the house was full of country and western music.
Cançons de l'Oest i country.
Yeah. So it was easier to play that kind of music because you could play it with one guitar. You didn't need a drummer or a bass player or anything else. So that was the easy way to start. You know, you had one guitar in one case and you didn't have to have a van or somebody to take all your equipment to play anywhere. So it was just easier. It was really a practical thing.
Era molt fàcil perquè no necessitava més músics, només la guitarra. Yeah.
And the more people you have, the more arguments you have. And it was better. It was more tranquilo to play on your own. It was good. Or a duo.
Sense que ningú et molesti, exacte.
Yeah.
Molt bé. So, Carol, next question? Or maybe...
Dave, you got a question?
Yeah, you got another. Come on, Dave, you always talk too much. You must have another question.
Recordem que en Dave és un anglès, també. Que viu a la canya i fa uns anys era professor.
Yeah, a lot of people play music. Did your family play music at home?
No, my mother sang, but that was all. Nobody else played anything.
And what sort of stuff did she sing?
Oh, country and western and Irish music. No, very, very traditional Irish music and popularist things that were in the charts at the time, in the Irish charts, and... You know, and country and western songs, Jim Reeves and all those people.
Did she play the piano?
No, she did not play the piano, not in any form whatsoever. All she did was sing, and she was a very good singer.
En la seva família només hi havia una música, una música i era la veu de la seva mare, no? La veu.
No, nada. Solo mi madre canta.
Vale.
Okay. And I've got another question, Kevin. When did you do your first concert? You know, because I know that now you do play live at times. You've recorded a number of albums as well. Mm-hmm. You know, but I was just wondering, when did your, you know, your life on stage as a musician begin?
Oh, that's a really difficult question. I suppose it was at school. It must have been with the guy who gave me my first guitar. And we must have played when we were about 14, I suppose.
All right.
But, el primer concert als 14.
Yeah.
And as a Mr. Batista, the first one?
Oh, that was about in 2006.
El 2006.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Miquel Grifel from Ripoll, and with Victor Rubio, mm-hmm. who's from Garaf but from Huesca originally, and with Jordi Delgado, who's was with from a lot but now it's from Solsona.
Okay.
So but that was about 2006.
Molt bé. Pues, let's put another song from Kevin.
Yeah, let's do that.
Estem a punt d'escoltar una altra cançó d'en Kevin, Mr. Batista, To Never Be Lonely Again. Escoltar una cançó de Mr. Batista, To Never Be Lonely Again. So we keep on the interview?
Yes. Kevin is a person who was able to do something that I think many, many people would love to do and dream of doing, which is to take a trip all the way around the world.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a lucky one.
Yeah. I'm a very lucky man. I know.
En Kevin ha pogut fer la volta al món.
So, true. Kevin, can you just give us a little rundown on the itinerary that you followed, what you did?
Well, we went first to Florida at Christmas, or more or less after Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then we traveled around the States, and then we went to Australia, and then we went to Thailand, to Asia, to Malaysia, Indonesia, and then we came back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, we covered all the bottom half of the United States, you know, up as far as Memphis and Nashville and all the places
en
where there was music.
En Kevin va començar el seu viatge a Florida, va estar per tots els Estats Units. So, després es va moure cap a l'altra banda del Pacífic, no?
Yeah,
Austràlia, Indonèsia...
Okay.
Molt bé. And why?
Because...
For playing?
I did a lot of playing.
Okay.
No, not with the band.
Ah, okay.
But I did do a lot of playing. I just wanted to travel before it was... while I could do it, while I had the time and the possibility. For pleasure.
Viajar per plaer, clar que sí. Dave, you had a question?
Yeah, out of all that trip, what was the thing that kind of stands out?
Oh, my God. What does it stand out? That must be the music. Because the fact is that the reality is a city like Austin is not that much. Big Austin, Texas is not that much bigger than a lot. Mm. Not really, not speaking. But there's one street and every second bar has music, live music in it.
Hi ha molta música en viu a Texas, a
Austin.
And
it's much more part of their life. Music is much more part of the American society than it seems to be now in Europe. Mm-hmm. Before, it was for sure like that, but... I mean, for example, when Dave and myself first arrived in a lot, you could go out to see a band two or three or four times a week if you wanted. And now you're lucky if you see them once every 2 weeks.
Quan en Dave i en Kevin van arribar a Olot, podies veure molta música en directe, poder tres o quatre grups a la setmana. Ara, amb sort, només un.
No. And now it's changed. It's changed a lot now. You know, we need to stir up a bit of enthusiasm for people to actually go out in the night and have a look at a band who are playing.
Des d'aquí us animem, olotins.
Yeah. We understand all you guys out there, okay? You know.
Us animem a que toqueu en directe.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, Kevin, and I have one question kind of related to the Christmas theme. You know, when you were traveling around the world, where did you spend Christmas?
We spent Christmas in Thailand. An island called Koh Samui. And it was a little complex on the beach with huts.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a central clubhouse where everybody went to drink and to eat. And so at Christmas, the thing about the people in Thailand is they don't need an excuse to have a party. Okay, so Christmas is just another excuse, right? Oh, it's Christmas, let's have a party. We're Christians? Okay, but it doesn't matter, let's have a party anyway. So we spent the Christmas day, and we did all the same things as normal. We had a big Christmas dinner, we opened presents, and just the same stuff, but it was a party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so la Carol li ha preguntat en Kevin on va passar les seves vacances a l'estranger. Vacances de Nadal i va ser a Tailàndia. I ella diu que no, que ja poder no són cristians, però no necessiten cap excusa per fer una festa. Que molt bé.
All right. And what did you eat?
Chicken.
Chicken, uh-huh.
Seafood.
Wow.
Giant gambas.
Wow.
And what did they put? rice dishes and, yeah, a lot of this, roast pig.
Uh-huh,
okay. Yeah. So, pollastre, gambes.
Sí.
Pollastre amb gambes.
Sí, pork. Pork. And, yeah, and good wine from, I don't know where, some kind of rice wine or something. I don't know, but it was really good. We had a good time.
Okay.
Christmas is international.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good excuse for people to get together, even if they don't really like each other much.
All right. Well, I think we're getting to the end of our interview with Kevin, but we'll still have him maybe making some comments later on in the show.
Yeah, on the topic. So,
okay.
So you want to say goodbye with a song that you have chosen? No?
Yeah.
Kansas?
We're going to say goodbye. No, first of all, thank you, Kevin, for being here. Great to see you back here in the studio. And
yeah, I'm happy to be here. It's a really good place.
Okay.
Moltes gràcies per ser aquí, Kevin. Anem a escoltar una cançó de Kansas que es diu Dust in the Wind.
Rock, folk, rumba, cançó francesa,
punt i principi de viure sense tu,
metal, pop, reggae, cantautor.
Jo no sabia que també m'adonaries manuals de geografia sent dilluns sols un dibuix. Jo ja sabia que l'ans que se trobaven de cabells que s'embullaven de mans i de perfums.
Cada dissabte a les 12 us convido a escoltar Endavant les Atxes, un programa elaborat amb productes 100% naturals i de casa nostra.
dolça besada de gust et assetjava. Punt i principi de viure sense tu.
Bé, estem aquí al Patxoca Sound amb l'especial de la Carol's Coffee Chat doing English classes on the radio. I us vull recordar que tenim diverses seccions. Ara tocarà la secció de ABC, on fem una mica de pronunciació, de gramàtica. Després hi ha una secció que es diu Misunderstood, que parlem sobre els malentesos comuns amb l'anglès i el català. I per finalitzar el programa, el Know About, amb el tòpic del mes, que és el Nadal. ABC.
Okay, today we're going to do the vowels. No, people have a lot of problem with vowels because their names are actually the same, some of them. No? Mm-hmm. And so if we think of the vowels, how they appear in the alphabet, the first one is A, okay? A.
A.
A, and then E.
E.
And then I.
I.
And then O.
O.
And then you.
You. Les vocals, que sempre les diem malament.
Yeah, yeah, but always, 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 it's a big problem. Sí. No? So we'll just run through them again. A, E, I, O, U.
And I always misunderstood the E, E, E. Uh-huh. Always.
Yeah.
I change them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a problem, you know. It's just kind
Quin truco podríem fer servir?
I think just repeating them, you know?
Repeat, no?
Yeah. Write the pronunciation down underneath the letter so you remember that A is A, not A, mm-hmm. no? That E is E, not A, and that I is I. And I think O and U are probably the easiest yeah. of the two, okay? And then another problem that people tend to have that seems very confusing and difficult at first, but actually it really doesn't have to be, is the pronunciation of the regular verbs in the past. Okay? You know?
Els verbs so, regulars.
The,
no?
Yeah, that end in ED. You know, they always have that ED ending.
Es que acaben amb ED.
Yeah, and people have the tendency to pronounce the id at the end of all of them. So we hear like it and love it and livid and, you know. So
it's not right.
No, it really isn't, okay? Even though it's written like that, they're not said like that, okay?
How do you say it?
Okay, so first of all, there are times when you do say the id, you know, you do pronounce the ed, which the trick for that is, does the simple form of the verb end with a T or a D sound? Like, for example, the word want, wanted. You know? Visit, visited. Decide, decided.
Els que acaben amb D o amb T, amb la forma normal,
mm-hmm.
es pronuncia E-D.
Mm-hmm.
Però els que no...
Els canal, and this is where Dave is going to come in with it. We were talking about this the other day, and he told me something that I didn't know, which is really, really interesting, because with the other regular verbs, they either end with a T sound or a D sound, but without the E in between, okay? So, Dave,
la
take
no
it.
Okay.
Do you know what a palatial sound is? Mm-hmm. A palatial sound is... Okay.
Okay.
So if you've got a palatial sound, something like walked, talked, yeah,
mm-hmm.
then it's just a quick T on the end.
Okay. Es un so palatal, no? Mm-hmm. Del paladar.
Exactly.
Lect.
Exactly.
Lect.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Uh-huh. Okay. The other is that we have a labial sound. That's with the lips.
Okay. With the lips. Un so labial amb els llavis.
Like dream. Okay, so then you get dreamed. Dreamed.
Dreamed.
Seem. Seemed.
Okay.
And you can test that by placing your fingers just on the side of your neck, by your throat.
Ho podeu provar ficant-vos el dit sota la gola.
And you will hear a slight vibration. You will feel a slight vibration.
És de sentir una petita vibració.
Seem.
És que ho esteu fent bé.
Okay. So if it's actually a palatial, then it's going to be a T, okay, and there's no vibration, okay?
Molt bé. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave. That's hopefully will be a very helpful thing for people.
I hope so.
Okay. And the other thing, the last program we talked about the numbers 13, 30, yeah. The confusion that people have. And today we're going to talk about the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
with a
on the end. The first with a T on the end, S-T. Second with a D.
Una V.
No. Third with a D. But then we get into fourth, fifth, 12th, 13th, 20th, 31st. We come back to the first. No. 32nd. No. 33rd.
Són els nombres ordinals. En el català serien en anglès.
All right. No? Thank you very much.
Molt
and
bé.
We're going to hear later on in the program, we're going to hear a song with that's called The 12 Days of Christmas, where we'll hear the first and the second and up to 12.
Després escoltarem una cançó que ho podreu escoltar. Molt bé. So let's to another section. Misunderstood.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
Well,
okay, so our two confused words for today are hungry and angry.
Les nostres dues paraules del malentès d'avui són hungry and angry, que vol dir... Què vol dir?
Hungry means que...
Que tens gana.
Exactly. And angry...
Vol dir que estàs enfadat.
No, I think just as something to maybe keep it into perspective, there's a Bob Marley, I think, said that a hungry man is an angry man.
Un home amb gana és un home enfadat.
Exactly.
Això ho va dir Bob Marley?
I think so. Mm. I don't know. You can back me up on that, Kevin? Okay. Kevin says absolutely. So that's it then. And then we're going to go to the three words, okay? The words are trip, journey, and travel, okay?
Tres paraules sobre viatges.
Sobre viatges, no? And people often use the word travel, which is a verb, when they should be using the word trip or journey, which are nouns. Okay.
La gent confon el nom amb el verb, no? El verb seria to travel, and then the trip és el viatge.
Exactly. And so Kevin traveled around the world, or he took a trip around the world. And a journey, Dave, how would we explain
a journey? Is the same. A journey, like Kevin took a journey around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we use the word trip when we talk about going somewhere and actually coming back. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a business trip this weekend.
Okay.
You know, or I'm taking a holiday trip, but it's somewhere you go and come back.
A trip es quan tornas. Vas y tornas.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
A journey, no saps quan tornaràs.
A journey is a journey.
No, life's journey.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Oh, that's good, Dave.
It's a poem.
Tot un poeta, en Dave.
All right. And, you know, one more thing, okay? One more little topic, you know? Which is, we've got... When you talk about things that you're describing with adjectives, you know, oh, it was so exciting, or it was such an interesting film, you know, mm-hmm. or the typical thing that children say all the time, I'm so bored. You know?
Quan parlem amb adjectius, no?
Mm-hmm. Whether we're going to put the ED on the end of the adjective or the ING.
La R o la ING?
Uh-huh, exactly. So basically the idea is if you're talking about how you feel or how someone else feels, then it would be with the ED. Whereas if you're talking about a film that you saw or a book that you're reading, you know, or even you can talk about somebody being an interesting person, you know.
Then you use the ED.
You know? But you can't say, I'm so boring. I mean...
Because you are not a thing. No?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I am boring. You know, I hope not. You know? But if you're feeling bored, then I'm bored. Si estás aburrit, I'm bored. Mm. No?
Quan parlem de sentiments, és més amb la ED, i quan parlem més de coses, és amb la ING.
Okay.
Molt bé.
Okay, well, we hope that helped to clear things up a bit. And
so let's
talk about Christmas.
To the next step.
Okay.
Know about.
Okay.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about...
Bueno, estem al Carol's Coffee Chat i ara toca parlar sobre... El seu país natal, el país natal de la Carol, que és els Estats Units, i sobre el tòpic del mes, que com que estem al desembre, toca parlar del Nadal. Christmas time.
Christmas time. And we might talk about Christmas time a little bit more generally, not just specifically Christmas in the United States, okay?
More general, no?
Yeah, more general, okay?
Parlarem
since
més,
we've got, you know,
més en general, perquè tenim aquí a dos anglesos. I una americana, I és una mica mix.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And maybe we'll talk about, you know, some, you know, little historical things about Christmas, something like that as well. I'd like for us to listen now to my favorite Christmas song, which is Mary's Boy Child.
Molt bé. Doncs ara, per començar la secció, escoltarem una de les cançons preferides de la Carol de Nadal, que és la Mary's Boy Child.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Mary's boy child.
Okay.
Nen Jesus.
Okay. So here we go. Christmas, of course, there's presents, but also I think food is a really important part of Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Els regals I el menjar.
Exactly.
Bàsicament.
Exactly. And, what would you guys say was a typical British...
Well, I started off like everybody else with the turkey and the chicken, you know, but I kind of moved on from that because Christmas is the kind of time, I think, that you can eat what you want. Now, my particular favourite is fish. So, you know, I kind of gorge out on fish around about Christmas time because that's what I like best.
Okay.
And I think people do that now, you know. I don't think you have to be so traditional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kevin?
It's the same. I think the difference, I suppose, for both Dave and myself is that we've lived outside of England for so many years now that we've taken up the customs of the places where we've lived. And obviously here on Christmas Eve, you eat seafood because it's luxury, it's expensive, and, you know, you like to do something that you don't do the rest of the year. And so... sometimes we'll have seafood. Before in England, in the olden days, poor people had goose.
Goose? Right?
Yeah, goose really? Instead of turkey because it was cheaper than turkey.
I don't know what's goose.
Goose,
sorry.
Yeah, you do ganso.
Ah, vale.
Oca.
Okay.
Oca.
Yeah.
Molt bé.
So before, it was cheaper than turkey. So
abans es menjava carn i ara es menja marisc perquè el marisc està relacionat amb més luxe, no?
Yeah,
I...
yeah.
Que tu pots permetre un o dos cops l'any, no?
And here they have a suckling pig, for example, which obviously in England you don't have this, but now in England, if you want to have a goose, for example, okay, it's luxury because it's much more expensive than turkey. So now that's become a luxury, so the tradition has changed.
La tradició ha canviat.
I mean, in our house, we kind of go for like the turrons, the traditional here. But also, we have Christmas pies and we have
puddings.
In Wales, you eat turrons?
No, here. No. We've kind of we've mixed. So we've taken on what's good here,
heu
and then we bring what's good from
aquí i lo bo d'allà. Clar que sí.
Yeah. And also you can find them in the supermarkets now here too, the traditional English things as well, so...
Oh, yeah. So Christmas is becoming a synthesis,
It's international now. It's everywhere the same. I mean, and
a
also it's
igual.
About the display that you make with the food, you know, and what looks more beautiful than a big lubina or something, on a plate that's been done in the oven with all the stuff around it. This is perfect.
All right. What do you know about the 12 days of Christmas? Huh? Any ideas?
Absolutely sod all.
Well, the 12 days of Christmas was originally, wasn't it? It was the way that the church's calendar is divided. The actual Christmas festival was actually 12 days because before it you have the Advent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really all I know about.
És un calendari de l'Església, no?
Uh-huh. Because the 12 days of Christmas are actually begin on Christmas Day and run through to Kings.
To Kings.
To Kings Day.
Till
on the 6th of January. For many years I wondered, what are the 12 days of Christmas? Sang the song for years and years and never knew when the 12 days were. And I finally started investigating. And so it's actually from Christmas until Kings.
Yeah.
But you guys over in England, you celebrate Kings? No.
No.
And in the King. States?
In the United States, in the great city of New Orleans, they do celebrate the 12th day of Christmas. Yeah? Yeah. And it's the...
In New Orleans, they celebrate anything.
Yeah. It's like the beginning of the carnival season for them. You know, it's when they kick the party off. And interestingly enough, in the Middle Ages, the 12 days of Christmas were celebrated with eating and drinking and being merry.
Diu que a Anglaterra no celebren els Reis, però que els Estats Units només a Nova Orleans. I que els 12 days de Christmas toca menjar, ballar i casar-se, no?
No, it's... No. No, and be married, not get married.
Ah, vale. Ja
està casat. To be married.
To be married, there's two words for you.
Yeah, marry, yeah. Marry means to be happy. Yeah. To be happy.
Okay. Okay? Marry vol dir estar feliç.
But in England, the 12 days of Christmas were that the decorations go up 6 days before Christmas Day and they come down 6 days afterwards. That's how I remember the 12 days of Christmas.
Really? Yeah. Oh, so we've all got our own...
And if you didn't take them down before 6 days afterwards, it was bad luck.
Yeah.
Que els guarniments els havies de treure quan tocava, no? Molt bé. Si no tenies mala sort. Anem a escoltar...
The 12 days of Christmas.
La cançoneta.
Well, with the Disney characters.
Sí. Una cançó de Disney que es diu The 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Mickey.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
Four turtle doves,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Minnie.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Chippendale.
Molt bé, hem escoltat una cançó de Disney que parla sobre els 12 dies de Nadal.
Okay, yeah. And now we've got another song.
Yeah.
No? Another Christmas.
Now it's time to...
Do,
explain a little thing.
Yeah,
oh,
with this song, we're not going to take it word by word because it's the language is very old. It's an old Christmas carol dating back to the 1800s, and it talks
Avui no la traslladarem tota, sinó que parlarem una mica sobre una cançó típica del Nadal de fa molts i molts anys, del segle passat, no?
Yeah, or two
segles. Bueno, clar, de fa dos segles.
And it's about... a man who in the song he's called Good King Wenceslas, but actually he wasn't a king, he was a duke in Bohemia, and in the 900s, the middle 900s. And let's listen to a bit of the song, and then we'll talk about what it means, okay?
Molt bé. Escoltarem una cançó que es diu The Good King Wenceslas, una cançó típica nadalenca. I després la parlarem una mica.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Okay, so this song talks about this Bohemian duke who went out one night with his servant and saw a very poor guy gathering wood for a fire, and he had no food, and he was very moved by it.
És el duc aquest que surt al carrer i es veu un captaire recollint llenya, que està passant molt de fred, i el convida a entrar.
Hither, page, and stand by thee, if thy notes is telling, yonder peasant, who is he, where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain.
Okay, and here the king asks his servant, who is this man? No? And the servant tells
him... Li pregunta qui és.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, and the servant says that he lives underneath the mountain, no?
Que viu sota les muntanyes?
Bueno, yeah, el vac, I suppose, de la muntanya. Vale. Okay?
Bring me meat and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither, thou and I will see him dine. When we bear him thither, page and monarch forth they went together, through the rude wind, wild lament, and the bitter weather.
Yeah, well, I'm not big on Christmas songs, but this last verse, to me, it means what Christmas should really be about, which is people with loads of stuff giving it away to people who've got nothing. And if we could do a bit more of that, then I think we'd the song would be more relevant. Okay.
Això de, bueno, ha dit que el Nadal hauria de ser, doncs, això, la solidaritat entre els que tenen molt i els que tenen poc, i aquest és el missatge que importa, no, del Nadal. Yeah.
Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger, feels my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly, thou shalt find the winter's rage, freeze thy blood less coldly.
Yeah, well, this continues it on. He's talking to his servant here, and he's saying that, like, if you can give, if you can find your way to give something to people, then you're going to feel a whole lot better. Mm. And the world's going to be a whole lot better.
Si trobes la manera de donar, doncs et sentiràs molt millor i llavors també podràs rebre, no? Suposo.
Yeah.
Master steps he trod where the snow lay dinted. It was in that very sod which the same had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Hooray!
All right. Huh? So the end of it is saying that if you help the poor, then you are doing the right thing.
Finalment diu que si ajudes...
Get out there and help the poor.
Si ajudem els pobres, estem fent el correcte. O sigui, que sortiu al carrer i sigueu una mica solidaris.
Exacte.
Molt bé.
Okay.
Doncs... per acabar el dia d'avui.
I think that's it. Well, you know,
wish a Merry Christmas to
everyone. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Very Merry Christmas. Very,
yeah. If you hear it out there, Monsignor Noria and all the other people, Happy Christmas from us.
Okay.
Molt bon Nadal a tots i que ho passeu molt bé.
We're going to finish off with Kevin and Dave's favorite Christmas song.
Acabarem amb la cançó favorita de Nadal d'en Kevin i en Dave, que es diu... Com es diu?
It's the Pogues.
The Pogues.
Fairy Tale of New York.
Fairy Tale of New York. Una cançó molt maca i molt emotiva per acabar el programa d'avui de la Carol's Coffee Chat. See you.
Thanks,
see you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
It was Christmas Eve, babe. Drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune,
I'll turn my face away and dream about you. Got an unlucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, going by. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.